The Slowdown is supported by W.W. Norton and Company, publishers of Poetry Unbound by Padraig O Tuama, a poetry anthology that offers immersive reflections, keen insights, and personal anecdotes on 50 powerful poems. Focusing mainly on poets writing today, Poetry Unbound engages with a diverse array of voices that includes Ada Limon, Ilya Kaminsky, Margaret Atwood, Ocean Vuong, Layli Long Soldier, and Reginald Dwayne Betts. Poetry Unbound, now in paperback.
I'm Tracy K. Smith, and this is The Slowdown. Have you heard the quote, "There can be no poetry after Auschwitz"? It comes from a passage in Theodore Adorno's book, Prisms, which is far more nuanced than the soundbite most of us have heard. So nuanced, in fact, that I don't even feel like I can do it justice, other than to say that some have argued the quote to be something like this: to participate in a culture capable of such barbarism and injustice, even in doing something like writing a poem, is itself a source of barbarism. Adorno thought and rethought about his own assertion. He revised it more than once later in his career. But for most of us, it's been dredged up as a reason why poetry is insufficient to the task of confronting the awful realities of the world, a line of thinking with which most poets disagree. If you live in a world that routinely hurts people, writing a poem won't necessarily stop that from happening, but it offers a record of dissent, of outrage, of the desire for help in turning the tide. When you are one of the people the world has routinely hurt, reading a poem that seems to recognize your plight can offer consolation. If you are someone who lives in relative safety, a poem like that can remind you of the price of your comfort. Today's poem is Hanif Abdurraqib's "How Can Black People Write About Flowers at a Time Like This?" I love it because it acknowledges the dire state into which American culture has thrust black people. It acknowledges that this is a time in which we must be vigilant, in which we must defend one another, in which we must care about the safety and the dignity of others. But there's also a dandelion in the poem's first sentence. Defiantly, the poem answers the question of its own title by saying, "We can write about flowers if we choose to. We can do so as a way of seeking respite from the psychic battlefield. Or we can do so and also be writing about the dire nature of our existence. We can write about flowers in such a way as to make anyone willing to ask, 'How can black people write about flowers at a time like this?' know that that is the wrong question." How Can Black People Write About Flowers at a Time Like This, by Hanif Abdurraqib. Dear reader, with our heels digging into the good mud at a swamp's edge, you might tell me something about the dandelion and how it is not a flower itself, but a plant made up of several small flowers at its crown. And Lord knows I have been called by what I look like more than I have been called by what I actually am. And I wish to return the favor for the purpose of this exercise, which, too, is an attempt at fashioning something pretty out of seeds refusing to make anything worthwhile of their burial. Size me up and skip whatever semantics arrive to the tongue first. Say, "That boy, he looked like a hollowed-out grandfather clock. He looked like a million-dollar god with a two-cent heaven. Like all it takes is one kiss, and before morning, you could scatter his whole mind across a field. The Slowdown is a production of American Public Media in partnership with the Poetry Foundation. To get a poem delivered to you daily, go to slowdownshow.org and sign up for our newsletter.
All over the country,
we need to improve reading in Wisconsin.
Schools are changing the way they teach reading.
I'm calling for a renewed focus on literacy.
We have gotten this wrong in New York and all across the nation.
And it's happening because of a podcast.
I think your podcast has changed my life.
And I'm going to share this podcast with everyone I meet.
Sold a Story investigates how teaching kids to read went wrong. New episodes of Sold a Story are available now.